This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. federal health officials say there are now 5 confirmed cases of the new China-based coronavirus in the United States, and they say they expect more. The head of the Centers for Disease Control Respiratory Disease Office said Sunday that all 5 victims had direct contact with others in Wuhan, the Chinese city where the disease is believed to have started. All 5 are said to be in good condition but are isolated in hospitals as doctors try to find out more about the virus. The CDC says it's investigating about 100 suspected cases in 26 states. Chinese officials say 56 people have died and nearly 2,000 others in China have been infected. A video has emerged of a 2018 dinner at which U.S. President Donald Trump appears to call for then-Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch to be removed. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
It's April the 30th, 2018, and halfway through a dinner at the Trump Hotel, the U.S. president can be heard appearing to give the order to remove the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Get rid of her.
Hooray.
Get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out, okay?
A video of the meeting emerged on Saturday and was obtained by Reuters from Joseph Bondi, the attorney for Lev Parnas. He's the former associate of Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and has been providing evidence to Democrats as a part of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Trump has said he had the right to fire Yovanovitch, a main figure in the series of events that led to his impeachment, which he did in May 2019.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant died Sunday in a helicopter crash along with 8 other people, including his 13-year-old daughter. He was 41 years old. The private helicopter went down in the hills outside L.A. No word yet on the cause of the crash. This is VOA News.